Addiction touches many Canadians in some way, whether it be a relative, friend, coworker, or themselves. In fact, according to the Canadian Mental Health Association, 21% of the 6 million Canadians will meet the criteria for addiction in their lifetime. But there is life after addiction. When a person struggling overcomes their addiction, they can experience the joy of living again with relationships restored, health renewed, and communities strengthened. But recovery is hard work and difficult. When someone struggling with addiction takes steps to overcome their habit, they may have a hard time with feelings like they are worthless and unworthy of love, says Matt Barber, Director of Center Operations at Teen Challenge Canada. It's important for those overcoming addiction to address these feelings. One way to do this is through therapy and counseling. Counseling sessions can help individuals release hurts and acknowledge the harm done to themselves and others and manage their feelings so that they do not turn back to substances. Many people who are addicted to drugs or alcohol start out in denial about their addiction. They can't see how their addiction is affecting them and those around them. It's not until they hit rock bottom that they realize the need for change, says Matt. There is a saying, it's never too late. It's true, there is always hope for a better future. It might take time, but it's worth it in the end. What does life after addiction look like? To recover from an addiction, one must first admit that they have a problem and seek help from a professional counselor or treatment center. There are many different types of treatment centers, so it's important to find one that best suits the individual's needs and wants. Treatment centers through short-term and long-term options offer various services such as detoxification, rehabilitation, therapy, counseling sessions, and support groups. After completing a treatment program successfully and staying abstinent of drugs or alcohol, it is important to keep up with the recovery process by not returning back to old habits. It can be difficult at first, but with hard work and dedication, it will become easier over time. Teen Challenge needs your unused and unneeded vehicles to continue their support. Teen Challenge Canada is a non-profit organization that specializes in year-long, faith-based addiction recovery and receives virtually zero funding from the provincial or federal governments. All money raised provides programming and assistance to the many communities we serve across the country and comes from generous donors. You can make a difference. Do you have a vehicle you don't want or need? Consider donating it to Teen Challenge Canada to support those recovering from addiction in your community. It doesn't matter if it works, Teen Challenge will come and get it. All vehicle donations receive a fair market tax receipt, with a guaranteed minimum of $600. If your old vehicle is ready to go to help change a life, go to www.donateyourcar.ca or call 1-800-856-8902. To learn more about the Ministry of Teen Challenge Canada, go to www.teenchallenge.ca.